Chapter 1, Too Smart for School. Maths and physics, good stuff. That's what a teacher said to my mum when she expressed complete disappointment that I would not continue fine art at college. This was when I was leaving school. I chose computer science. Gordon Brown was the British Prime Minister. Beating the bus to class on my bicycle provided a daily ritual, and I totally failed my first year at college. Too busy writing games on my computer, I kept computing in my second year, and in my second year picked the easiest filler classes available, namely media studies and psychology. Most of my classmates there had the same idea. I rarely socialised outside of college, but I did enjoy the lesbian couple that sat next to me in psychology class. They're both really cute, and they laughed once when I didn't know what a cervix was. Most of my colleagues seemed really strange, but and I just go home each day in peace. I enjoyed the women at my at work in the second year, which was a clothes shop for older women. All of my colleagues were women, obviously, and I found myself admiring their form in ways that I did not yet fully understand. Similar had occurred in class, where a very well-spoken lady in computing had caught my eye as she smoked a cigarette during break. I found that I compared myself to colleagues, mostly women, envying them, and I didn't quite know why at the time. Sacked. Yeah, my boss at the clothes shop, she had a normal cigarette, so she took me outside. She told me gently that I failed to follow even the simplest instructions. I rarely showed up on time, and I absolutely refused to work the till. I also ate a large amount of food from their kitchen sometimes, and my hunger was quite insatiable. I felt happy and free as I went home, liberated, maybe. Yeah, it was a load of shit, really. I enjoyed my colleagues at this job, though. I would talk to them a lot. I expressed interest in their lives. I envied them, in fact, for reasons, again, that I didn't quite understand then. I hated the job itself, but I felt comfortable around them. They expressed an interest in me as well, although I was the only, I was the only male-presenting person working in there at the time. I didn't even think of it that when applying. I just thought I was obviously a little bit conscious of it, but, some of my colleagues, they described me as a little bit shy. Now, I felt a general sense of calmness, and I was mostly aloof in those days. I just felt relaxed, I never really moved beyond casual chatter, though, with some of my colleagues at work, though. Like, I never really went places with them or anywhere really outside of work. Failed. I failed A-level psychology. I got an A in computing, though, both years. I mean, I did have to retake a test, but I submitted what was then almost an NES emulator, complete with Visual Debugger, 6502 assembler, copies, pages of documentation. I mean, how many 16-year-olds know how interrupts work on a computer or how to implement them in software? I felt nothing but pure anger at myself during this time. I was very competitive back then, and I'd usually compare myself to other people. So, if other people had more than me, I'd just get pissed off, and I'd try to, get everything myself. My exact words at the time walking around campus were, "I just want a fucking good job and lots of money." That was my undeveloped ambition at the time. But, I would grow to resent basically all of my peers, even the really nice ones. It felt to me like everyone was more intelligent than me at all times, and like they all looked down at me like I was a piece of shit. My problem then wasn't my intellect, because it's just that I didn't really apply myself in the right ways. I had little, if any, social contact during my A-levels. I'd mostly just do whatever I wanted, which usually meant playing computer games at home or writing computer games. I enjoyed writing games. I didn't care about most of my classes. I skipped a lot of them. Did a karate class at this time. I really enjoyed it. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it anymore after I lost my job, and I just never got back into it. I would ride my bike to several dojos, though, when I did it, not just in my town. My instructors then said I had a natural instinct for it, and I just had natural talent. My reflexes were really good and everything. I just didn't have the discipline to keep it going. I remember then seeing I was doing a class one day, and there was a lady in there who had an epileptic fit. Because one of the lights were flickering. Someone was there dealing with it, and the entire class stopped, asking, seeing if she was okay. I wasn't even aware of what was going on for a few moments. She was otherwise much better at sparring than me. This happened while we were sparring. I was just like, what the fuck's going on? And anxiety defined a large period of my time. A lot of what defined me at this time was basically anxiety. I didn't know it then, but I just had a general anxiety as I felt the pressure of daily life, especially academic pressures, and I just work on my hobbies at home that I liked. I had a general sense then that it was strange how I could just be happy without human contact, as I literally went straight home after work or college, you know, just spend the time on my computer. I was still able to handle people at work or college. I just didn't have an interest in meeting any of them outside of, you know, those environments. Rejected. IBM interviewers noted my obvious talents and intellect at an interview for a sponsored degree program in computer science when I was 18. I failed the teamwork exercise, when I gave completely bad advice because I didn't care about the stupid teamwork exercise. My dad seemed really angry because he expressed concern about my future at that point, like he was judging me. And I just shouted at him because he had no right to tell me what I wanted to be. Yeah, I didn't sense that he cared. Well, I mean, he probably did, but I didn't feel it myself. All I saw was that he didn't seem to understand any of my priorities in life. And my hero, Gordon Brown, was gone as well, replaced with someone completely incompetent who I completely despised and I knew would destroy the country. Wink and a smile and off to number 10 you go. Oh, well. David Cameron was a fucking twat. Hired. I left my dad alone in a cafe for hours after he came with me to London on the train. A private IT training company hired me on the spot, and I started then and there. I forgot that my dad even existed until he laughed at me on the phone. He said, well done, and I met him at home later. He'd given me £10 that day, but he was holding 20, and I tried to take both notes. But I've sacked, stupid, virtualized Windows crap. Outsourced IT bored me, and I didn't think I ever helped a single customer on the phone. The boss asked me to set up a Nagio server instead, which is like this thing. It's like the thing that lets you monitor servers in a workplace, right? I played with OpenBSD instead, and I worked on my own programming projects. I was more intelligent than him, and I just did what I wanted. I didn't care, because the training college would just find me a new job for £2.50 an hour anyway. Sacked. I did a really boring sysadmin job at the college itself. I often wired the wrong rooms, wired them poorly, and rarely showed up on time, sometimes not at all. I was also rude to my smoking partner a lot. I called her my smoking partner because she quit smoking, but she really seemed to enjoy the smell as we became friends. I found it funny to corrupt her until one day she asked, 30 minutes before lunch. I had 30 minutes to talk her out of it and did the exact opposite. I saw the horror in her eyes turn to pure joy as she lost control of her own mind. Yes, I made her start smoking again. Her boyfriend thought we were fucking too. This also amused me. I was often rude to her on shifts, and I'd argue with her a lot, especially trying to boss her around and so on. The same lady told me once on a shift that I seemed to have a completely monotone voice. I learned since this time to have a more dynamic range in my speech, especially in social contexts, especially when I'm in polite company. Although I did catch myself doing it doing the same since, you know, it's not so much that I'm like a robot, but the tone of my voice naturally just remains constant, you know, unless I'm actually trying. If at other times, early in my youth, like some people sometimes commented that I seemed to stare into space. One time at a scouts trip, for example, someone was staring at me in a dorm where we slept, and I'd apparently been staring for about an hour without even blinking. When I finally did move, the person was like really freaked out. Like, he actually like freaked. I'm getting a bit ahead of myself though, aren't I? Sacked again. Another sysadmin job. I was regularly rude to staff, but I did fix computer problems. I also took a lot of really unearned smoke breaks. I enjoyed drinking my colleague's Earl Grey tea, which my gay colleague complained about. It was gay. I simply just did not care about the job because it wasn't what I wanted. An easy job. My parents gave up trying. I spent 6 months after that trying to learn Dutch on an Open Arena game server. I joked to a redneck in there that I might be gay. I once offered to take my clothes off for him. I befriended one of them in there anyway. He worked for some big company in the Netherlands. He moved to China later for some reason. My Dutch friend told me that I could be really impulsive at times. I don't remember the context for why he said this, but the general theme was, well, impulsivity. I'd often make completely arbitrary and random decisions, which baffled him. He did enjoy talking to me, and I enjoyed talking to him. We talked a lot, mostly over video chat. And I got to know him and his family. He sometimes talked to me while he was at work. I found him really funny because he also ran his Open Arena game server on his company's mail server because he was the sysadmin at the company at the time. During those 6 months, I also learned a lot more skills. I worked on several new programming projects. Unfortunately, I lost most of my data this time due to a disk crash on my computer. One of them was yet another computer emulation project. This one actually implemented interrupts properly on the computer that I was implementing, again, a MOS 6502-based design, using a state machine design with cooperative threading
to keep track of state. Timing per CPU clock tick-tock cycle. I really just liked the MOS CPUs for some reason. It's what powered the Terminator played by Arnold Schwarzenegger when he chased Sarah and Kyle in the alley, although he used a 6510. I mostly looked at the 6502. Anyway, that code you see on the screen when it goes red in the alley chase scene is actually 6510 assembly code pulled out of a random computer magazine at the time. Yes, I'm a raging nerd. I also did this in my room for months while seeing no other human beings except my parents and my two really annoying brothers who I'd rage at constantly because they annoyed me at all times. I'd mostly just eat with them and I'd just go back upstairs. I later found a small company brave enough to hire me selling solar panels. I rewrote their job management system and basically copy-pasted a competitor's website. I was surrounded by telesales ladies all day who ate disgusting microwave meals, wore cheap perfume, and blasted BBC radio music all fucking day. They're also really stupid, and they had the most racist, homophobic views I'd ever heard. There's no depth to any of them, like, whatsoever. They were just completely shallow women. Like, I didn't envy these women at all. One of them even dared ask me once, you never worked a real job in your life, have you? I pointed to my head, and I said, I work with my head. My mum told me I should be nicer to them, but I told her they couldn't sack me, so I didn't care. You know, these women were just really stupid. That one of them told us some once that he worked a minimum wage job in a pub. And she told him that if he worked really hard there, he might own it one day. Might. Why would you own a pub just because you worked there? What? This told me all I needed to know about his childhood. You know, if he'd been permanently like brain damaged by this woman, giving him all the wrong instructions for how to live his life. I despised her complete lack of intelligence and the fact that she was now passing this on to her son. Now, her son it was just maddening. I got the software done in a month, though, the boss wanted. The work dragged on for about 6 months, though, because the boss always agreed to have new features developed. He once said that I'm the brains of all his software. Some really clever German man was staring at me one day as I showed him my code. He didn't have his internal Google Translate on that day, but he seemed really nice. He went to Pakistan with the boss to help him get set up there as well, because the boss was setting up another solar company in Pakistan. I don't know why he liked me, but, you know, maybe I was young and cheap. The boss even offered to take me with Pakistan with him once, and I told him I don't speak Urdu. Why the fuck would I go there anyway? You know, I took the job seriously, though. I did it professionally. I thought I really enjoyed the work, even when the telesales ladies drove me to near-murderous internal rage, which I did every day. I worked on several programming projects, including some of my own, sometimes. I took at least 10 smoke breaks daily. The boss's wife, who he left in charge all the time, she complained about the smell, especially when the children were there, but they did get me a bucket. The children annoyed me because they were really loud, and I felt like I had to be in much better behaviour when they were around. But there were also really loud, noisy teenagers on the bus when I went there in the mornings, because my bus was on the same schedule as the morning school run. Seeing them all and trying to read a book, because I always like to read a book on a bus, and I couldn't read while these fucking animals were screaming around me. And I was they just drove me to complete rage. I kept calm externally at all times, like a saint. You know, boys will be boys. But they reminded me of the prison called school that I'd once been in, that I'd since escaped. Anxiety. Hello, old friend. I was a mess throughout this entire period, although ostensibly sane. I was in control of my mind, but I just felt anxious all the time. I didn't even know why at the time. Part of it was likely just unresolved and suppressed gender dysphoria, as I discovered later in life that my gender transition cured some of it. But now I was also just a mess in general at that time. Throughout this time, I had little, if any, social contact outside of home and work. Between that and listening to the boss make stupid jokes when I did see him at the office, I was in hell. The boss was completely incompetent at all times, spending far too much money on everything, and I wondered if I'd ever get to keep my job. You know, I mean, it wouldn't last anyway, because I resigned. I was bored out of my fucking mind, and I didn't want to smell any more of those awful curries. Those telesales women were horrible, and my boss threatened to sue me when I quit, but I called his bluff. I also masturbated at two of my jobs that I had once when no one was around. Publicly, not like concealed or anything. I nearly got caught both times. One of them I went home immediately. The other one I continued eating my lunch. Wow, being an adult was hard, and I also never did get my keyboard back. Yeah, one of the electricians
I got on really well with one of the electricians at that last job. He asked me if I was Neo from The Matrix once while I blasted an email to the boss really fast. I was a Unicomp Customizer 104, which is like a really nice mechanical keyboard. I had a terminal open showing all my code, like PHP programming manuals and on my Debian Linux workstation. Anyway, after that job ended, I did some freelance web development. I mostly made no money at all. Like, I started a number of failed businesses, and I even tried selling like scrap parts at one point, like scrapping metals out of computers. Really stupid. I'd mostly just rotted in my room for a year and a half. My dad would tell me I need to get a job. Mum believed in me and let me just do whatever I wanted. I enjoyed the freedom to just think all day and, you know, work on whatever I wanted. I read a lot, and I basically continued my own personal self-driven education. I've always been a bit independent like that, and, you know, I learned a little bit more Dutch as well. I played a lot more Open Arena. I became reasonably able to read Dutch news articles and watch Dutch TV as well, so that was nice. My friend, now Chinese, because he'd left the Netherlands, was impressed at how quickly I seemed to pick up his now-dead language. Well, most of my plans went nowhere, but one of them did succeed. There was this one really weird bloke I met who took pictures of cannabis. He went to the Netherlands to take pictures of cannabis, and he'd come home and he'd like make a website selling pictures of cannabis. I don't know why anyone would buy it, but you know, he had a website selling it. He had me make this like really stupid website, and my friend from the Netherlands did the graphics, and I paid him half the money. Yeah, being an adult is weird. That's the moral of the story here.